from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here are two names that the Steelers have reportedly reached out on. Tim Patrick of the Broncos, who hasn't played in 2 years.
Right.
Because he had an ACL injury in 2022. He had an Achilles injury last year. But at last we saw him, 2021, long time ago, 53 catches, 734, 5 touchdowns. 2020, 51 catches, 742, 6 touchdowns. So a productive wide receiver when healthy. He's only 30 years old right now. He's 6'4". They like wide receivers in this scheme that can put dudes on their ass. I've been watching some of his stuff. You know, YouTube highlights, Doran. He can put people on their ass. And then the other guy, John Metchie III, rookie a couple years ago, missed the season because he was diagnosed with leukemia. Last year comes back, 16 catches, 158. So the numbers don't scream out at you. But a pedigree guy who was picked in the second round. Do either of those guys interest you?
Patrick, absolutely not. Too many injuries.
Oh!
He's 30 years old. I mean, you're on the tour right now of those type of receivers. I mean, Scotty Miller, Quez Watkins, Van Jefferson. I mean, all their best seasons were back in 2021 or 2020. Do you need another one of those? No. And especially a guy that's off of two injuries? I don't think that's really going to move the needle much. That's just another body. But Metchie, he has, like you said, the pedigree that could be, and he's going to maybe get lost in the shuffle down in Texas, in Houston. He might be the fourth receiver. They have a plethora of receivers down there, but he does have the pedigree to be an explosive receiver. Now, coming off of leukemia, didn't play that much, last year, right? But I still think that he could. He's still young enough and is, you know, a talented player that he could come in here and he could really help you. Metchie, yes. Patrick, absolutely not.
I would also prefer John Metchie, Dorn. Untapped potential. Liked him coming out of school. Terrible break because he gets leukemia. All accounts, he's healthy now. Doing okay. But they had such a wealth of wide receivers last year in Houston. And C.J. Stroud had a nice rapport going with everybody else. He didn't get a ton of playing time. He played in 16 of the 17 games. Only had 16 catches for 158, but you tell me you get a third-year, second-round pick. I don't think it's going to cost a lot in a trade for the Steelers. I would absolutely take a flyer on that guy.
Now they have Stephon Diggs, too, so add him to the mix. And no, that's the guy right there. Like, I mean, if you're not going to get Ayuk, or if you still do get Ayuk, I'm still trying to get Metchie. Still trying to get him.
I mean, I do wonder, and I didn't want to bring up Ayuk, but, I mean, you kind of have to bring up Ayuk in these conversations. I'm wondering if they might be interested in Metchie, or they might be interested in Tim Patrick, because they've been looking for another wide receiver, right? Now would be the day to go and get something done, either before cutdowns, you try to work out a deal, or after cutdowns, you just see what's there and you try to fill out your roster. I don't know. I also wouldn't bat an eye at Tim Patrick. I would prefer Metchie too, because you don't have to squint to think, hey, maybe he could be a good player. He's in year three. He was a second-round pick. There's a ton of meat, theoretically, still on that bone, whereas Patrick hasn't played in 2 years and is on the wrong side of 30. He'll turn 31 in November. But if they went out and got him, I wouldn't be upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's how dire I think the situation is at wide receiver right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he could block 6'4". He's an over-the-middle guy. I wouldn't hate it. I'd prefer Metchie.
Yeah.
But they need somebody. Who is the other guy being bandied about? The guy from Kansas City who stinks.
Tony.
Yeah, Kadarius Tony.
Yeah, no.
No. No. Seems kind of like a jerk. Not reported to be a good locker room guy.
Wasn't he the guy that was giving the plays away?
That happened. Also can't catch the football.
Yeah.
So other than that, would be a great addition to the Steelers wide receiver room. How about the argument that, well, Juju Smith-Schuster is good enough for the Chiefs, so he would have been good enough for the Steelers? Yeah, I don't buy that.
No.
I don't buy that. They've got Patrick Mahomes and they've got Andy Reid, and so they'll throw him at the wall and see if it sticks, and if not, they've got nothing to lose.
Right.
If you're the Steelers, this is how low I feel right now about Juju Smith-Schuster. He got cut by the Patriots.
They don't have any receivers.
Their best receiver is Kendrick Bourne.
Right.
He can't play anymore. He can't run. Just because the Chiefs claimed him doesn't mean he's good. Just because Gunnar Olszewski was playing special teams for the Patriots doesn't mean he was a good special teams player anymore. Like, we don't have to do that thing. Juju wasn't going to work here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.